Welcome to the ToRead.net podcast. This is your host, Terry Yule, and I'm pleased that you have joined us. These podcasts feature interviews, sound clips, and other items of interest for members of the Double Read community. Now, let's enjoy the musicians, the music, and the wonderful art of double reads. It's my pleasure to be here with Nuria Cabezas Castaño.
Hi, it's my pleasure too. Thank you for the invitation.
And Nuria just had a presentation today at the International Double Read Conference, which is in Spain this year. And I hope it all went well. Did it go well for you?
Yeah. I have really good feelings and I enjoy it a lot.
I am fascinated, Nuria, because you teach a lot online. And can you tell me about when you got started teaching online and what you do now online?
All these projects came to my mind when I was working in South Africa. In the orchestra, I was the principal oboe there in the KwaZulu-Natal Philharmonic Orchestra. And besides the symphony programs in the orchestra, we have parallel educational programs in the schools there. So I realized that many oboe students didn't have the opportunities that we have in Europe or the States to have access to a music education system or a teacher. Yeah. And they were asking me for help and for lessons, and I couldn't manage to help everyone. It was too difficult. The distance were big. So I started thinking about the solution. Yeah. What could I do to help students and people, amateurs or people just wanted to improve with their instrument? So I thought that internet could be the solution for that, and I started to build all the platform, Music Bayside. Music Bayside was born less than a year before, but I was working on this for two years previous to the starting of the launch of the website and all the digital content I'm creating in social media and the web, blog, etc. So this is how all it started, but okay. It was really complicated because I did have to learn a lot of different stuff, how to create the content, how to edit the video, the image, how to do the website. And
excellent. So you have videos, are they on YouTube or just on your website?
I have both. I have the YouTube channel, Music Bayside Oboe YouTube channel, and I upload videos every week in Spanish and English. I have both versions of each video. All the content is not translated in the same video. I have two separated videos, one for English and one for Spanish, with the same content. And at the same time, I post everything in my social network, like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. I have the pages for Music Bayside.
Yeah.
And in the website, I reunite everything, plus the online lessons that I can do through my website. So if someone goes to the website, it's musicbayside.com, they can find there the videos, the digital content, the blog post, and also they can link to the social media if they want to see more.
Your updates
and
things
like
that, sure. Yeah,
every week I update content. Yeah, today afternoon at 6, it's programmed a new video.
Yes.
In
that is a lot of work to do it every week.
Yeah, it's a lot. And I have to be really organized and work in advance.
Yes.
I have all the content created at least 1 or 2 months in advance from the date I want to upload it.
Okay. So, for instance, give me an example of the video you just produced. What was the content of it and how long is it?
I have different types of videos. At the beginning, I wanted to touch different themes.
Okay.
Sorry, and just try to see what the the people that was contacting me really needed or wanted.
Sure.
So at the beginning I created one video, I think is the most popular one, for example, is about the circular breathing.
Okay, like yeah. I did on bassoon, yes.
So how to explain it.
Yes.
And I also played some works on oboe, for oboe solo, and I record myself. But now, at this moment, I'm just doing all with a plan. And I want to create, first of all, for beginners. Yeah. I'm creating now the content, started with the notes, with the scales, with embouchure, with body posture, with stretches, with
yeah.
all the basics for the instrument. But it takes a lot of time, so I go slowly. But my objective is to create for all levels, slowly. But I'm starting now with the basics.
Well, yeah. you're just like my mirror image.
Yeah.
I do this for bassoon, you do this for oboe. That is wonderful. That is wonderful. Now, you also teach one-on-one lessons uh-huh. online. What is the platform you use? Is it Skype? What do you, FaceTime?
Yeah, I use mostly Skype.
Okay.
And it works. It's improved a lot in the last few years.
Okay.
The sound, the image, and everything. And also if you use an extra microphone in your computer, the sound quality also is...
Okay. What extra microphones do you recommend for Skype?
Well,
is it just the USB?
Yeah, with plug-in? The USB plugin and the
large diaphragm.
There is a lot of different, and it depends on prices and it depends on how much you want to spend. But even if someone wants to do it or to receive the lessons, if they don't have a microphone, it's still quite fine with the computer.
Right.
So it's not like you really need that in order to get the lesson or in order to get in contact with one teacher online. It's not something that you really, it's necessary. But if you have, of course, you get better quality of sound.
Sure. I have actually two questions about Skype. I've also used Skype with lessons. I noticed that if the sound from the instrument goes right into the microphone, sometimes you get all this distortion.
Mm-hmm.
Have you found the same thing? Is it better to have the student
yeah.
face away from the microphone
yeah.
and it gets from the side?
Yeah, I think it's, but it happens the same when you play in sorry, in live.
Yeah.
If the microphone is not a really good one and you put directly in the bell of your instrument.
Yeah, not so good.
The sound is completely, the change everything, you cannot perceive anything in the sound. But if you just move a little bit to the side, yeah, it's much better. So, but I think that's not only a problem of the online teaching.
Yes.
It happens if you record it yourself at home, you
yes.
need to take into account these kind of things
yes.
as well. Yeah.
Yes, you're right about that. The other question I have for you is I notice with Skype, I don't know if you've studied the way it's transmitted. Skype is, what they do is they break it up in packets.
Mm-hmm.
And the packets are sent, sometimes separated, and then they're recompiled. If they're not all recompiled at that time, then there'll be like a break in the sound, like guck, 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 almost like tonguing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a single tone, you're just doing da. If all the packets don't come at the end, you hear da 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 da. Do you also notice?
Yeah, I think that for that the important thing is to have a good internet connection. But even that, because everyone has what they have,
right.
you cannot choose sometimes.
Yeah.
But to have the cable directly to your computer, don't use Wi-Fi.
Do not use Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Right.
So it improves quite a lot with the cable. It's my recommendation when I sometimes have problems with that. I just ask, are you using the cable for the internet directly to your computer, or are you using Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
If I get the answer about the Wi-Fi, I say, okay, let's try the next lesson. Try to connect directly the internet to your computer, and it normally improves. But I mean, technology, it's improving every day. And we are getting improvements,
yes.
but now we have what we have. And
yes.
of course, sometimes it's difficult to teach online because you have this kind of problems, interruptions. But I think even with these problems, it's fantastic. It's
yeah.
fantastic.
Yeah. So do you still play in South Africa?
No, I just quit that job.
Okay.
I was there living for few years, but it was too far from Spain, and I really wanted to come back home.
Okay. So you're here with your family and
I was happy.
Work?
Yeah, it was difficult at the beginning. I had really great moments there. The orchestra had wonderful programs, wonderful conductors, and soloist, but I had to take a decision sometimes, you know, and the years are just going, and since at some point you need to decide, okay, I'm going to stay here forever or for a lot of time, or I just decide, and I spoke with my partner, my husband now, we were together there, and we decided almost from one day to the other, and I said, okay, I don't mind, I will do something, and I just left the job and I came back to Spain. It was hard at the beginning, but now I'm really happy. I work a lot, and now I'm starting to see the results. And I changed. I learned a lot of different things.
Good.
Before I knew how to play oboe in an old symphony orchestra, basically, and I also like to teach. I always like to teach, but I didn't know anything about new technologies or these possibilities, and I started with all this project. I started there, thinking about this there.
Good.
But now, when I came back here, I just had the time, because I left what I had, so I had time, and time sometimes is the most valuable thing you can have, and I had the opportunity to have time, and I started working on this and creating this project. So now I'm really busy, I have a lot of things to do, but it was after a break, you know, after a change in my life, and I'm happy now, yeah.
Well, Nuria, it's been wonderful talking to you. I thank you very much for your interview.
Yeah, thank you very much, and nice to meet you.